Wake up. We have a moral burden to bear, and that's the adventure of our life. That's the other thing so interesting about the Abrahamic story is that God calls Abraham out of his luxurious slumber and sends him into a catastrophe. Tyranny, starvation, war, brutal. But he has the adventure of his life. You might say, well, it's the adventure of your life that justifies the catastrophe of your life. It's not some simple-minded, juvenile hedonism or desire for comfort. That's not what we're built for. We're built for the adventure of our lives. And where do you find that? You find that in orienting yourself to the highest possible good in all ways and speaking the truth forthrightly along that pathway.
We have two voices in our mind. There's that one voice that we love to hear. It's that soft motherfucker that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay. Well, there's another motherfucking voice that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's that demon voice that whispers in your fucking ear that says, get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. You haven't put enough time in. It's that voice you wanna run away from. It's that voice you don't wanna fucking hear. But guess what? It's that voice you need to fucking listen to.
When the defining moment comes, either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Either you define the moment, you decided that you're gonna not concern yourself with the naysayers, that you're not gonna concern yourself with what has happened or what hasn't happened, but you're gonna make the commitment to do what you've gotta do so that you can have a lifestyle that you've never experienced before. Or the moment defines you and you decide to play it safe. And 20 years from now, you say to yourself, what if I would have taken a chance on myself? What if I would have stayed in the game? What if I would have kept making the phone calls? What if, and what if? But let me tell you something. Something amazing begins to happen when you make the decision to move forward on your goals and your dreams.
And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. So recognize the excuses are not valid. They aren't. They're trumped up. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. And listen to me, it ain't failure if you learn from it, baby. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
Your successes fuel your ambition. Your successes give you extra energy. Your successes pave the way for more successes. It's the snowball effect. With one success, you're excited to meet another, and another, and another. And pretty soon, the disciplines that were so difficult in the beginning, the disciplines that got you going, are now part of your philosophy.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself. So what is the net advice on this? What is the bottom line? The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
Ask yourself this question. What I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Is this action going to make me smarter or more skilled? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself.
And then when you see people take on more responsibility and decide that they're going to aim up and confront their suffering honestly and forthrightly, that their lives get better and the lives of people around them get better too. And so that's very strange as well, because it also means that the pathway to less suffering is through suffering, right? And that's kind of, that would be hopeful if the world was constituted that way. It's like, well, there's suffering. How do you make it worse? Run away. How do you make it better? Confront it. Yeah, but it's suffering. It's like, yeah, but it's there. There it is. It's right there. It's a precondition for existence or something like that. And it's like you have something important to do as well. And you confront it, and that's the pathway to transcending it.
If I grow, think of what that will do for my future. Self-development earns success. Self-investment earns respect. And the only way to make a better and better and better investment in your future is to become better and stronger and wiser and more competent.
It's easy to look at those people who have succeeded and assume that they just got lucky. But invariably, behind the facade of overnight success is an unwavering commitment and definiteness of purpose that makes successful people able to do whatever needs to be done in order to achieve their goal of financial prosperity. Whether your dream is to become a famous dancer or to become free of financial worries, you must set that goal as your definite major purpose and refuse to allow anything to pull you from that course. To reinforce the point, consider this. They who have no central purpose in their life fall easy prey to petty worries, fears, troubles, and self-pitying, all of which lead just as surely as deliberately planned sins to failure, unhappiness, and loss. A man should conceive of a legitimate purpose in his heart and set out to accomplish it. He should make this purpose his supreme duty and should devote himself to its attainment, not allowing his thoughts to its attainment, not allowing his thoughts to wander away into ephemeral fences, longings, and imagining. Erratic action toward your goal will produce an erratic result. Our card reminds us that willpower is about the unflinching purpose to carry a task you set for yourself to fulfillment. If I set for myself a task, be it ever so trifling, I shall see it through. How else shall I have confidence in myself to do important things? What is it that you most want to achieve? Whatever it is, decide your goal and remind yourself of it every day as soon as you wake up. Make everything you do lead to that outcome. Winners are people with definite purpose in that. Take action, lack of decision. Making skills is near the head of the major causes of failure. So if not knowing what your definite major purpose causes obvious challenges toward its attainment, then changing your mind every 5 minutes about the target comes. A pretty close second, after all. How can the invisible forces of the infinite intelligence mobilize to convert emotionalized thought into reality if you keep changing your mind? Procrastination, the opposite of decision. The opposite of decision is a common enemy which practically every man must conquer. Procrastination is motivated by shame. People put off tasks either consciously or unconsciously because they believe they will experience shame. If they complete the task, perhaps they feel their efforts won't be good enough, or that their position of authority could be questioned if their attempt is unsuccessful. It is, therefore, safer to procrastinate and blame external sources for a lack of results than to try and have to admit failure. Procrastinators very often see themselves at the top of the mountain, but they don't want to learn how to climb. But what if it's not fence sitting that's slowing you up, but the inability to make decisions in the first place? It has been thought that those that make decisions quickly are working on some sort of sixth sense, and certainly. However, cognitive psychologist Gary Kleen, with his studies into decision making processes in life and death situations, shows there is something less esoteric at play too. He concluded that far from being weighed down by knowledge, information, and memories, those with experience in a certain area were able to assess situations and mentally simulate their outcome faster than a numbers could get a notebook out. Experience and understanding allow decision makers to recognize situations and quickly commit to a course of action based on that extensive knowledge bank. So building information, knowledge, and experience, often through failure, is an essential piece of the success puzzle. There is no more miserable human being than one in whom nothing is habitual but indecision. Your main job in life is to create the mental equivalent within yourself of what you want to realize and enjoy in your outer world. Your focus must be on creating the beliefs within yourself that are consistent with the great success you want to be in your outer world. You achieve this by challenging yourself, limiting beliefs, rejecting them, and then acting as if they did not exist. You reinforce the development of new life, enhancing beliefs by increasing your knowledge and skills in your field to the point where you feel equal to any demand or challenge. You accelerate the development of new positive beliefs by setting bigger and more exciting goals in every area. Finally, you act continually as if you were already the person that you desire to be. Your aim is to reprogram your subconscious mind for success by creating the mental equivalent in everything you do or say. Behave consistent with your new self-image. You develop new beliefs by taking actions consistent with those beliefs. You act as if you already believe that you have these capabilities and competencies. You behave like a positive, optimistic, and cheerful person toward everyone. You act as if your success were already guaranteed. You act as if you have a secret guarantee of success and only you know about it. You realize that you are developing, shaping, and controlling the evolution of your own character and personality by everything that you do and say every single day. Since you become what you think about, you should only say and do those things that are consistent with your self-ideal, the person you most aspire to be, and your long-term future ideal. You should only think and talk about the things that are moving you toward becoming the person you want to be and toward achieving the goals that you want to achieve the goal. Keep your words and actions consistent. Your beliefs are always manifested in your words and actions. Make sure that everything you say and do from now on is consistent with the beliefs that you want to have and the person that you want to become. In time, you will replace more and more of your self-limiting beliefs with life-enhancing beliefs. Over time, you will completely reprogram yourself for success. When this occurs, the transformation that takes place in your outer life will amaze you and all the people around you.